see Rex. But that's the only one I'll go to. So when he went to Rex, well, Rex took was not out. And he told Gant at the time, he wished that he hadn't, because it was just sort of a stone in there. So he told Gant then to please go see about it. I mean, go to a specialist, go somewhere, you know, to see about it. And that's been 5 years ago. And they finally, Gant got to the place, another knot came there, and it was making pressure on the side of his face, and he was having so much pain with it. But you see, they're all brought up hard men. They never talk about an ache or a pain or anything. And his, he was just doing other things to cover up for the pain that he was having. But finally, they decided what was happening, and Leva, without his knowing it, just went ahead and made connections. Leva's sister is married to Tommy, who is the son of Dr. Miss. And then he has a brother, see, who is a doctor. So it was through them, see, that Leva got her connection in Oklahoma City to do this. And he was operated in Oklahoma City. But he wouldn't have ever gone. He told Leva that if he had to have a whole part of his face cut off, or, you know, if he was going to have to live with something like that, he'd just go on as he was.
It's just plain nonsense.
I know, I guess it would be, but oh, you would hate to be that way.
Well, yeah, but if it's a question of being that way or being dead.
Is there no question, is there?
No, there really isn't. Well, it's like being sorry for someone who has a club foot or something like this. It doesn't do any good. And actually, if you're sorry for the person, you're doing more harm than good. If he doesn't feel sorry for himself, he's all right. It's when he realizes it, or when he thinks of it as some sort of a debility that it gets him. I know I got shot, and in the hospital, we were all right as long as we were by ourselves, because then we'd joke with each other.
Talk about it.
Yeah. And it was just one of those things you just had to live with. It was yours, and that's all there was to it. But some of these people got out, and then people would start feeling sorry for them, and they'd get the idea that they were different and should be pitied or something like this, and that was just the end.
Lester was shot one time. He was out hunting. He was quail hunting with Fred Craddock from Bahuska. And they were going through the fence, and Fred laid his gun down. And the dog stepped on the trigger and filled the back of his legs full of that buckshot. But it was deep enough the doctor never would go in and do anything about it. And he just happened to be far enough away, see, that was what it was instead of a blast that tore him all apart.
Boy, that was lucky, but a terrible thing.
Yes.
I don't know, I have a double-barreled gun, and I always take the shells out when I come to a fence.
Oh, you do.
If there is a bird around there, that's fine. That's his business, and he'll get away. But if I've got the shells in my hand and my gun in the other, why, I know nothing will happen.
That's right.
So I never get anything, but, oh, I have a good walk. Oh, if you were going to catch a train, where would you go?
To the depot.
If you were going to catch a bus?
To the bus station.
And if you were going to go to the, going to go see your county agent, where would you go?
Oh, I'd go to probably the county seat. He'd probably have his office there.
And this would